Rochester's official Christmas station is Warm 101.3. And on the line with us this morning is Anna Valeria Eisman, who is the director of Open Door Mission. Good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning, Anna.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, we've worked with Open Door Mission for years, and for our listeners who may not know what exactly Open Door Mission does, can you give us a quick rundown of what you do?
Sure. We have several programs. We have an emergency shelter for single men and women. We have a family transitional housing program that's women and children. And then we also have a men's addiction recovery program that is residential. We just started a new addiction recovery program for women that is a day program. We also provide community meals 365 days a year for the community that's just open to anyone who would like a meal.
And I know we've worked with you for many years with our Breakfast with Santa, and this year everything's different because of COVID. We can't do Breakfast with Santa. Normally people bring non-perishable goods or some toys and things like that. Mm-hmm. So what does Open Door Mission need right now? What can we do to help out, especially this year?
Well, we're certainly going to miss that event. It's always been such a lovely and well-attended event, so we really appreciate you guys having done that all those years, and hopefully we'll get back to it next
year.
Yeah. But in the meantime, so this year we are still in need. We're in need of food. We are really distributing a lot of food, both emergency food baskets to families in need, as well as to other food pantries and churches and neighborhood food cupboards that are also in need during this time, because there's a lot of people who are still really struggling after having lost jobs. So we can definitely use donations of food. We also can use, specifically for winter, for our homeless population and our emergency shelter, things like think of undergarments, socks, underwear, T-shirts, those kinds of things, as well as winter accessories, hats and gloves, preferably water resistant, if that's a possibility. Right. Our folks tend to be out in the elements a lot. So those are really the primary needs. We can also use donations of lunches. So like if people want to get together with their family and, a small number of people, of course, and prepare brown bag lunches that we can distribute at our shelter during not only lunchtime, but overnight. And, as people come in and out from the cold, maybe in a time when we're not currently serving a meal, so they're just stopping in, it's nice to have a lunch to be able to hand out to them as well.
So if I wanted to drop off food or clothing, I can come right to the Open Door Mission?
Yes, right at 156 North Plymouth, anytime. And we have people to help during kind of normal business hours, 9 to 6 on weekdays. People can come right out to your car and take the items for you. Otherwise, you can just drop off. Yep.
And as far as donations, people can go to your website too, right?
Absolutely. So our needs list is on the website. We also have a Amazon wish list, and we have all of our volunteer opportunities, as well as an application to sign up to volunteer is on the website as well at opendoormission.com.
We'll be talking again before the holidays are through, and let us know what you need, and we'll see if we can fill the need for you, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Anna Valeria Eisman, the director of the Open Door Mission here on Warm 101.3. If there's an organization that you would like to help us spotlight, just drop me a line at tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth on Warm 101.3.